You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Sacramento is still holding out on who will become the next mayor. The county will release its next batch of election results on Friday. But we do have an early look at returns. Current state assembly member Kevin McCarty is in the lead with 55% of the vote. Epidemiologist Dr. Flojan Kofer currently has 44% of the votes counted so far. The difference between the two is just over 8,000 votes. We asked both candidates to join us the day after the election. Dr. Kofer declined our request. Her campaign said she is taking some time to rest post-election and isn't available for interviews today. With that, we'd like to welcome Assemblymember McCarty with a look at early returns. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Did you get much sleep?
A little bit. You know, our race here, focusing on the national, and then the county had an update at 2 a.m. So for some reason, I tried to stay up through that, but didn't quite make it.
Yeah. Well, looking at early returns, you know, you are currently in the lead by about 8,000 votes. Was this how you had hoped or expected this would turn out?
Well, it wasn't how we expected because we didn't know. Certainly, we hoped to have a lead after the first ballots came out at 8:15 p.m. That's always the goal. We know it's super early, and as your prior speaker spoke about, Paul Mitchell from PDI, there are a lot of ballots to be counted, but, you know, we'd rather be up than down, but it's super early still.
Yeah, I mean, in the primary, you know, you and the other three candidates moved all around as those election results came in, and it took some time and some patience to see how things landed. And in the primary, you and as I mentioned, you and Dr. Kofer currently have 8,000 votes between you, but as you mentioned, there's still a lot more votes to count. Let's go back a few months. What were the big learning lessons from the primary that you applied as you campaigned for the general election?
Well, I guess, you know, the big picture is it's a new election. We had six candidates in the first round. Two of us went on. And, you know, I remember that first night when we went to bed. I think Kofer and I were in fourth place and third place. And then we ended up 1 and 2. So I realized that there's a lot of movement. We did know two things were going to happen in the general election. There'd be an opportunity for us to coalesce around the Pan and Hansen vote in some key areas. And so far it looks like that happened. But we also know that there's a surge in voters, who Democrats especially, who didn't show up during the primary that we knew would show up during this presidential in the general election in the fall. So, you know, we had to, you know, make sure we had a robust campaign talking to everybody. And, you know, we think we did a good job. But again, this is early. I feel like, you know, the sports analogy, we're not even to halftime yet. There, as Paul Mitchell said earlier, for PDI, there are over half the ballots yet to be counted. So we feel like we're in a football game and we're in the middle of the second quarter with a lead, but we're not even to halftime yet. So we have a long ways to go.
Yeah. I know your campaign was putting foot to pavement and doing door knocks and dropping off campaign material. Were there certain neighborhoods in the city that your campaign was targeting more than others?
We went to every neighborhood. Just on election day, and the day before, I was in Natomas, Oak Park, Tahoe Park, Elmhurst, Land Park, East Sacramento. And voters were torn. You know, I talked to a lot of voters at the door who were kind of weighing it back and forth, looking at experience, looking at kind of our ideas, new ideas, what commonalities and differences were. And you know, I talked to some voters the night before and even on election day who were still making up their minds. So voters clearly had a choice to be made, and they're taking this vote very seriously. You know, everything's focused on the national election, but people live in our city and they have a lot of ideas and want to focus on that. So we went everywhere, and we, you know, had nearly 100 people knocking on doors over the 5-day GOT get out the vote window, and knocked on, you know, 40,000 something plus doors.
In the days leading up to Election Day, there were some photos of a couple McCarty supporters with your sign on their lawns, but also with a Trump sign side by side. Obviously, the mayoral race is nonpartisan, but you're a Democrat in the state legislature. I'm just curious what your reaction was when this was brought to your attention.
Yeah, you know, I went and knocked on a door a few months ago in a little pocket, and this man said he had a Trump sign, and he said, "I'll put a McCarty sign out there." And I said, "Wow, this has never happened before." And he says, yeah, but you know, it's a res it's a municipal election, nonpartisan, and I have two choices. And so, you know, we talked to every voter. There wasn't a concerted effort to go after any voters more than others, per se. We went after every voter, Republicans, independents, and Democrats. And yeah, there were a few Trump-McCarthy households, which was interesting in my career. I've never seen that before, but there were way more Harris-McCarthy households throughout the city of Sacramento.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Cofer couldn't join us today, as I mentioned, but the two of you have been campaigning very hard. You participated in a number of debates in the weeks leading up to Election Day. Are there parts of her campaign, positions, or messaging that you might embrace if you were to win and continue to hold this lead?
Well, again, we're super early. I'm not focused on winning and governing or any of that until we count every vote here in Sacramento County. Nearly 100,000 votes are still to be counted. But yeah, if I am elected mayor of my great city, my hometown of Sacramento, I intend to be mayor for everybody, for all 500,000 plus residents, for people who voted for us, who didn't vote for us. I will say most of the people who didn't vote for us probably had voted for me in prior elections. So we share a lot of similar values. And, you know, I think Dr. Cofer and I share a lot of values, ideas. Some of the implementation and nuances are different. But, you know, that was with the campaign. We talked about our differences, but we had a lot of commonality as well. And I could think of, you know, I just had a tour downtown with our new state assembly member, some of our downtown businesses, a new council member, talking about bringing life back to downtown and having a university campus. That's something that she and I both pushed during the primary. Her and I talked about how we want to focus on complete streets and eliminating casualties and incidents of individuals getting hit by a vehicle, whether they're riding their bike or walking or running. And so, you know, she pushed forward some ideas and I have some similar ideas. And so look forward to implementing those as well. So yeah, we have a lot of commonalities and that was the campaign and whoever wins will have to govern and have to have a big tent governing the entire city of Sacramento.
Assemblymember McCarthy, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. And we'll just keep waiting and see all these votes all play out. Thank you.
That is State Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy, who is running for Sacramento mayor and is currently in the lead with 55% of the vote. Epidemiologist Dr. Flojean Cofer currently has 44% of votes counted so far. Dr. Cofer declined our request to join Insight today. A reminder, these are very early returns. Sacramento County will release its next batch of election results on Friday. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.